Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
So Mario, I have to start by saying I'm actually a little bit upset with you. I'm let down by you. Youngest of Plugs has not put out a new video. Your YouTube channel has been quite silent for about a year. I guess I understand though, right? You're a busy guy.
Yeah, we got some things going on, obviously. Got the season. Summer's been busy training, and I've been through Florida and back in Toronto and San Jose, so it's not
a priority.
Just hasn't been a priority right now, but I am going to get back to it. I might have to change that name, though. I don't know. I might have to change Youngest.
You've grown out of that name already, huh?
I think I'm growing out of that name a little bit.
You know, I keep putting myself out there for help. Like, if you need it, I'm here for you. But.
Everybody always asks, what does that name even mean? And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. I just made it at random, whatever. So
you are missed on the platform. I will say that.
And when you
come back, in fact, your last video was you hot air ballooning.
Yeah.
How did that go? By the way,
that was awesome.
I'm too scared to go hot air ballooning.
It was honestly a little scary, but it was fun. It was actually a really good experience. Yeah.
You know, the other thing that everybody's talking about lately is when you came out for warm up in Columbus, bucket off, and the flow was exquisite. As they say, I wasn't familiar with your game. Mm-hmm. Let me see, blow dryer probably. You probably used a comb. Towel.
I actually didn't. There's no blow dryer involved.
Really?
My hair just, when it dries,
that's it.
It's really curly. So I just brush it up. And I can even use my hand and it'll puff up. I have a picture on Instagram where my hair is like this. This is the longest it's ever been.
I was
the most
say.
Even.
Right.
It was like a perfect circle, like a perfect afro, but
I just wasn't familiar. Yeah. I didn't know you had that in you. You had short hair for a very long time.
A lot of people were very surprised about that, but it's there.
You know, on the way up here in the elevator, I was mentioning to you how fast it feels like your career has gone. I mean, you're on the doorstep of 400 NHL games already. How do you see these, 6 years in the NHL?
Yeah, six. This is year six right now.
How do you see how fast it's gone?
Yeah, it flies by. Obviously when you play your first game, it's like, wow, it feels so good to finally be here and that feel like you've earned it and you feel so proud of yourself to be in that moment and thankful for the people around you. And then you're thinking, okay, now I want to be here for the whole season.
Right.
And then you're thinking, okay, now I want to have a good
career.
Second season.
Okay,
and get that next contract to extend myself in this league. Because, you know, it's one thing to make it, and then it's another thing to stay in the league. So it's, you know, you think and get that next contract. And then now it's, I want to have a successful career. And I want to, you know, have an impact on, you know, more of an impact on this team and try and win. And it's crazy how fast it goes by. I signed that next contract, and I'm already over halfway through.
That's right.
The next contract.
I remember Mario Ferraro, right? The 4-year deal.
Yeah, and I remember having that interview or FaceTime or Zoom with you.
Yeah.
And that was obviously an exciting moment, and it's crazy how fast time really flies by. So it's just, I try to remind myself to enjoy it while it's here, and it's crazy.
You've obviously grown as a hockey player in your time in the NHL. How do you think you're different as a person from your first game to now, just as Mario Ferraro?
Wow, that's a good question. Usually I'm always thinking of how am I different as a hockey player, but I haven't really thought of how I'm different as a person.
We know you're settling down. Congratulations on that.
I was just about to say, so I came in. Single.
Right. Now you're engaged.
I was 21 years old.
Yep.
Now I'm turning 27 this year, and I'm getting married, and the biggest thing I think outside of hockey as well, and being here for 6 years, is how much I feel like San Jose is a home to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just feel like a place that I'm playing and moved to and grown accustomed to. It's now it feels like home, and I feel like I have friends in the Bay Area. feel like I have a relationship with people here, and so it's crazy how when the time flies, and you know, you forget where you kind of, sometimes you forget where you came from. And
Toronto
and,
area.
Yeah, right. Toronto area, right. Yeah, which obviously I have family there. And, you know, throughout my junior career, I had family in Iowa and Des Moines, right?
Right.
UMass started to feel like home, right?
And but then this now, really feels now,
now
too.
Now this like, really feels like it. It's the longest I've ever been in one place.
I mean, have you ever started to think about whenever playing days are done, would you want to continue to live here, settle down here?
I would definitely be coming back here if I wasn't going to live here. It's a little hard for me to make a decision like that only because I have a lot
of... Don't think about that yet. Yeah. You got some playing years to go.
I hope my career has some ways to go, but I have... you know, a lot of family on the East Coast too, but it's somewhere I'd always like. I mean, I love this, just this part of the country too. Yeah. And camping is my vibe. It has been my vibe. so there's all that stuff around here, all that outdoorsy recreational stuff that I like. So yeah, it's just beginning to, it's just, it has just felt very comfortable here.
I also feel like you're tied to this organization in a way that you're one of the longest tenured players. I mean, really it's you, Vlasic, and Logan are the longest standing players on the team. But you've also seen this group go through a lot of struggles. I mean, your first year was the next year after the last playoff appearance. Is it almost like your commitment around here is like you want to see this come full circle? You want to see this group get back to where they were when you joined the franchise?
For sure. I mean, I unfortunately, the time I came around, you know, I kind of missed those years where they had, you know, a lot of success. But the number one thing that, you know, I always want to win at every level.
Of course.
That's always the goal. You know, everybody that plays in this league wants to win. Everybody has the same goal, right? And, you know, it's, you know, I feel for when the guys were here, when they had those successful years, they came so close and they were never able to capitalize.
The year before, they were in the conference final.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of years that, you know, there's some tough luck on their side with injuries and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, maybe, you know, really very well could have gone their way. And, you know, it's really tough. And so, you know, my number one goal is to, you know, try and get back to that and hopefully be able to, you know, give this, this organization, you know, a Stanley Cup. And, that's really what I feel. So it's been a long time. It's been a very hard road. Obviously it's like growing pains that the team is going through, but there'd be no better feeling than to turn it around and get it to that successful point again.
You've been a Shark so long that Bernsey was your D partner originally. Yeah. Like, not too many guys can say that or even remember that.
Yeah.
Did Bernsey help shape who you've become as an NHLer? I feel like you two are not exactly the same, but as I've seen you mature, I feel like he helped you establish a foundation maybe in a good way, very good way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I feel like when you're a young guy, you look up to all the older guys on the team. And I fortunately had so many amazing veterans on the team when I came in that have done such a good job at, you know, leading me and taking me under their wing. And, you know, Bernsey was one of the biggest parts of that. Obviously, I played with him for a couple of years. We were D partners. He taught me so many things about preparation, work ethic, how to be a better hockey player, and just, you know, stay fit and stay healthy. Yes. He's obviously an icon for someone that, you know, stays healthy and, knock on wood,
durable.
God bless him, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one time, like one of the early years playing with him, I came off the ice and I was tired, and the coach asked if I'm ready to go back out, and I said no. I was like, no. Uh-oh. And Bernsey lost it on me. And I'm glad he did. He's like, no, you take every opportunity. You take every opportunity you can. Like, you can suck it up, right?
Yeah.
Like, breathe. Like, team needs you out there. Like, take that opportunity. You don't never know how long you're going to play in this league, right? So ever since then, you know, that's kind of, you know, really lit a spark in me to just try and, you know, take advantage of every moment you have to play in this league and compete every night. And he's a big part of teaching me a lot of things. And he's still going strong. He's still buzzing.
No surprise.
More than anything, though, he's a family man, too.
Yeah.
So on top of all the hockey stuff, like, it was about him as a person. Like, he taught me how to be a good person outside the rink. He was respectful. He signed stuff for fans. He was open to fans. And, you know, that's, like, that's the most important thing for me. You know, obviously him being a good hockey player is great, but it's about who he is as a person, which I value more than anything. And, you know, that's what makes him very special.
Well, speaking of being an example, being a leader of a team and of a group, I mean, I'll say it like this. From my perspective, I could be Macklin's dad. I'm old enough. Will's dad. Askey's dad. This is crazy. Yeah. You're not that old, but you could be like their older brother. I'm curious now, as you've been the recipient of some of that mentorship, how do you see it from the other side where you could help some of these younger players? You can pass along what somebody passed on to you. How do you see being the big brother?
It's weird because I'm the younger brother of three older sisters. So it's
in real life.
I feel like I'm still looking up to people and I'm still learning from other people. Obviously, I know that now things are transitioning and there's younger guys coming into the league and I wear a letter on my jersey.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, I'm hoping that they look up to me and the things that I do. I'm not one, like I said, you know, I've never learned growing up to be one to direct and boss around. I take pride in what I believe in.
Where you're supposed to fit in. I get it.
I throw my word out there and I have a voice, but you know, I just try and be respectful to these young guys and just try and be a good teammate and feel like I'm a good friend that they can come up and talk to me and share a laugh and mess around. And in terms of my preparation, I hope that just speaks for itself. My on-ice stuff, my work ethic, and the way I prepare, I hope that they can look up to those things. But those are things that I don't really focus on, and I hope I don't need to, because I think that, you know, they would just recognize the stuff that I do around the rink that can help them become, you know, or, you know, become better players. I feel like they don't need to be learning from me. All these guys, we got a pretty skilled group and a pretty talented group.
It's very humble
going.
Of you, but I think they could. The last thing I'll say here is not even a question; it's just a comment. I hope to see 38 in teal in a playoff game sooner than later.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
too.
Saying? You haven't got to experience that yet here. I can't wait for that to happen, and I hope I get to see that. So
me too. You've been a great
shark all these years, and I just hope that continues.
I appreciate that. That means a lot. Those words mean a lot, and it'll happen. It'll come. So
all right.